That was Teresa Testerman. Yeah. The day that she died, she left work with chest pains. She worked at the detention center. They are severely understaffed there. It's a very the stress level is very high. She left with chest pains, and shortly after she arrived home, she died from a heart attack.
And she's being, this was 3 years ago, I understand?
Two or three years ago. Could have been three. I was thinking it was two, but it could have been three.
Mm-hmm. And tell me about her. What was she like?
Very quiet. She was a leader in the detention center. She had been there quite a number of years. She was one of the go-to people. She was one that if she had issues and needed to consult with someone, I was one of the people she would usually talk to. But I found that in just letting her speak and asking her how she felt the situation should be handled, she was very deep in experience and really didn't need to meet with me at all. But she was also a mother and very devoted to her family.
Final question. What do you want the people of Harford County and the people of the area to think about on Fallen Heroes Day, especially with the losses you've experienced, the losses the other departments and the other families have experienced?
Well, I would want the people of Harford County to know that you are well served by a very dedicated group of people who come to work day, after week for many years, put their lives on the line every day, expose themselves to circumstances we would not demand of the average citizen. And I think the people of Harford County are very appreciative of the service of our personnel. The deaths of these deputies were a blow to our people. I sensed that there was a very solemn mood throughout the county at the time of those deaths. The number of phone calls that I received, the number of people I talked to, their expressions of sympathy. I think Harford County is still grieving with us, and I think they are going to be grieving with us the day of the memorial.